reconciliation. We have faced many challenges to our faith, but we overcame and are still standing by the grace of God. Don't let the challenges and disappointments of the past hinder you from being all that God wants you to be. See, if you look back on the past and the hindrances, you'll stumble. Looking back always causes you to stumble. Amen. So that's why God wants us to look forward, keeping our eyes totally on Him. 2012 will be a year of unprecedented favor and grace for those who remain planted in the house of the Lord and continue to live by faith. For those who remain planted in the house of the Lord and continue to live by faith. That's the only way the just can live. So you stay planted. Hallelujah. Don't draw back. Step back. Move back. Walk back or look back. Let me say that again. Don't draw back. Step back. Move back. Walk back or look back. That's a strategy of the enemy. When you find yourself looking back, he's somewhere around. Hallelujah. Now is not the time to slack up. Sometimes you might say, okay, pastor, you know, our congregation, so-and-so got it. But what are you supplying? Now, this is not condemnation here. They got it, so I'll sit back and I'll go for the ride. No, but we need you all to give your supply, amen? When God plants you somewhere, he gives you the supply to do the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. Keep moving, looking, and pressing forward to what lies ahead of you. God has pre-planned. Thank you, Lord. He had us in mind ahead of time. Amen. Provision and wisdom for you. This year will be filled with divine instructions. Glory to God. Opportunities and appointments. Strap on your armor. Got your armor on this morning? I'm going to give you time to strap it if you don't have it on. Now, don't raise your hands. Just say, okay, I'm going to put it on under my breath, okay? Start putting it on. Be a good soldier of Jesus Christ and get ready for the best year of your life. Walk in love. That's the key. Amen. Sometimes it's a fight to our faith to do that. But you know what? God gives us the strength and the ability to do what we need to do. Stay humble. Hallelujah. You got to stay humble. Pride will cause you to stumble. But in God, you got to stay humble. Hallelujah. And exercise your authority as a believer. Be strong in the Lord and keep marching. Be strong in who?
The Lord.
And keep marching. Amen. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. Pastor CeCe and I very seldom ever talk about what I'm going to be ministering on. But this morning, while we were sitting there, she said, what are you preaching on today? I said, recovery, restoration, and reconciliation. And she had already had it in her heart, what we had in the bulletin. But, you know, there's a lot of truth in that and a lot of instruction in it. That is our posture for this year. Amen. And it does not matter the challenges that you've had to this point. You don't ever give up and you don't ever quit. And if you don't faint, you're going to reap a harvest. If you don't give up, you're going to reap. God has said it in his word. There is an appointed time for your increase. Amen. There is an appointed time. And some people quit right before the blessing hit. Right at the edge of blessing. Some people give up, get discouraged, get discontent, start complaining, start murmuring, start finding fault with everything. And they just don't know that they were so close to what God had prepared for them, because sometimes things are most difficult right at the edge of your breakthrough. That's why they call it a breakthrough. Amen. Amen. Sometimes the challenge is the hardest. Do you know the most difficult place to score from in football is on the goal line? When you're right there. Because the defense changes their whole defensive strategy on the goal line. When you get close to the goal line, they put in what they call a goal line defense, which is designed to be their stiffest opposition to keep you out. Right? So just before you get to cross the goal line is where you have your stiffest opposition. So that's why you don't want to quit. Amen. And if you don't get it the first time, you got four downs to make it. But you know it's going to be tough down there. The offense have to change their strategy when they get down there. And they put in a goal line offense to match the goal line defense. Because the regular offense ain't going to work against a goal line defense. So it's matching strategy. And God is a great strategist. Just before your breakthrough, sometime is where you have the greatest opposition. I mean, just before your breakthrough is when it seems like what you believe in God for will never happen. Just when you think that it can never happen, what I'm believing God for is impossible, I say start shouting and rejoicing. Start shouting and rejoicing. Because recovery, restoration, reconciliation are about to happen. Amen? I'm still believing that God will perform his word. I still believe that's a word for 2012. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So recovery, restoration, reconciliation. God has a plan for your success, your blessing, and your victory. Jeremiah 29:11 says that, I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. Amen. To a place that God has appointed for you. But verse number 12 and 13 hold the key. Amen. Let's turn over that real quick. Let's talk to Prophet Jeremiah. How many of y'all believe Jeremiah? How many of y'all believe Prophet Jeremiah knew what he was talking about? I believe Prophet Jeremiah was inspired by the Holy Ghost. Listen at this. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, or to bring you to things that are prearranged. To bring you to things that are prearranged. Look at verse 12. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken to you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. So the key to verse number 11 is found in verse 12, 13, and 14, that the key to getting the plan working in your life, now the Bible tells us that God has a plan. But the key to getting that plan operating and functioning in your life, it comes through seeking God for it. And God said, when you talk to me and pray to me, I'm going to listen to you. And he said, and when you seek after me, seeking the plan and seeking the wisdom to implement the plan, he said in verse number 14, and I will be found of you, said the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have given you, said the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. In other words, God's saying, I'm going to restore you to your former position. I'm going to take you back to your former place. I'm going to take you back to the place that you were with me before you got off track. So God has a plan of restoration. God has a plan for you to recover. God has a plan of reconciliation. How many of you know Jesus is a part of the plan? Jesus is the plan. He is the plan of recovery. He is the restoration plan. He is the reconciliation plan. Amen. Praise God. Now, I got a partner letter from Benny Hinn this week. And he was talking about the restoration. Benny Hinn went through a divorce. And everybody knows about that. But God has restored his marriage this year. And he put it in his partner letter this month. What he was talking about what God was doing this year was that he was bringing restoration and recovery this year. And he's declaring the same thing that the Lord has spoken to me and that I've heard many ministers talk about all over the country, really all over the world. Amen. This is a year of fulfillment. This is a set time of God's favor in our lives, but it's not automatic. You have to enter into it, and you can only get there by faith. Amen. Faith, walking in love, exercising patience, and having humility. Those are four keys that you can't live without. Love, faith, patience, and humility. I just want to tell you that that's the time that we're in. And, you know, I've never stayed with a word this long from God. I'm going to tell you, God has put this on my heart and has laid it on me really heavy that we still need to believe God for the things that he's been speaking. Amen. Amen. There is a recovery plan, amen, to recover what the devil or circumstances have stolen from you. Now, I looked at the Bible, and any time a thief was caught or any time somebody took something from you through deception or false deceit, there's always a restitution that is due you. Anytime something's been stolen from you, God has a plan of restitution to bring it back to you, but to always bring it back to you in a greater amount than that it was in the beginning. Listen to this. This is what I found. We all know about you catch a thief, you got to repay seven times. But listen, that's the greatest one. But listen to this right here. I found out that there are times when a thief is caught, he has to restore one for one, double, four times, seven times, or 20% more. So God does have a restoration or a recovery plan. There is a restoration plan to restore your finances, to restore your health, to restore the anointing in your life, to restore your joy, your zeal, your peace, to restore your victory, to restore relationships. Listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Yeah.